This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says he's open to legislation next year that enshrines a woman's right to an abortion in state law, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic lawmakers want to put abortion access into state law out of concern the nation's highest court will substantially weaken or overturn Roe v. Wade. Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that he's open to having that discussion about protecting access through state law.
I'm pro-choice, and I believe a woman should be able to have control over their own reproductive decisions.
Despite his general support, Polis did add that he won't commit to signing a bill that hasn't yet been written or introduced at the state capitol. The legislative session begins in January. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More affordable homes are coming to an East Denver neighborhood. The five new homes in Globeville, Elyria, Swansea won't cost more than $180,000. It's helping a predominantly Latino area where many longtime residents have been displaced. Abigail Acevedo grew up in the community. She's a first-time home buyer.
I'm really excited for the whole process. I'll be the first in my family to own a home, so it's even better.
The homes are in a land trust owned by a neighborhood coalition that advocates for economic, racial, and environmental justice. More than a month after the election, the final result is in for a bond measure for the Colorado Springs D-11 school district. It was close. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The measure failed in a recount by 11 votes. It would have let the district invest $350 million into the district's master plan. That included modernizing schools and renovating and fixing the district's aging buildings and infrastructure. Automatic recounts are triggered when the vote margin is within 0.5% of the highest number of votes cast. The county says no vote there has ever been reversed by a recount. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There is some early morning snow for Denver, and that could continue through the day, then clear up tonight. The forecast says it will be sunny and a little warmer through the weekend. Metro highs today only in the 30s. It'll be back up above 40 for Saturday. This is CPR News.